And now, winner of three Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Don Majkowski, former Packer quarterback, 87 through the 92 seasons, Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, led the league in passing yards back in 89, a Pro Bowl season for him. But maybe his biggest career highlight, doing a show once with Chuck Freeman back in 2005. Magic Man, how you doing?
Hey, Magic.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Chuck. Good to hear from you guys, man. It's been a while, Chuck.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, those were some good times, man. That was Chuck brought me onto the scene doing my first radio show. So it was a lot of fun, man, when I was first retired.
Yeah, man. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs, usually at the expense of other people. We had a good time, man, Magic and I did.
Were there any ups and downs with doing a show with Chuck? Because we've experienced those.
Not really.
I mean, come on.
He was all good, man, except for, you know, I kept asking him to let me do, you know, some of the intros and bring it in and stuff, and he just, he never got to the point where he felt comfortable enough.
you noticed that part, huh? All right, Magic. So, before we get into what you've been doing these days, man, I it's been a while, but what you been up to?
Oh, man, you know what? Not a lot. Well, I've been a professional dad. To be honest with you, man, I had my own real estate investment company for 10 years from I think I sold it in 2010. And since then, you know, I had a really bad run of some physical problems and a lot of surgeries, man. I had a lot of surgeries in 2010. I've had 21 surgeries total post career. And, 9 on that left ankle that I hurt when I hurt it against Cincinnati when Favre took over. And so that ankle is fused now with 13 screws and 2 titanium plates. And I had a lower back fusion, I think in 2015, 3 years ago, something like that. So, I'm finally to a point now where, I don't think I have any surgeries in the near future, and I'm feeling better. And, I'm retired, and I was blessed to be able to spend a lot of time with my kids who were involved in a lot of sports. So my daughter played soccer and basketball in high school, was all state, and then she just graduated from UGA now this December, and my son's a sophomore at Clemson, man, playing baseball at Clemson. So it's been a blessing going to be able to watch games and so forth and spend a lot of time with him and just enjoying life, man.
When you're on the surgery table or when you're feeling pain, do you ever think, man, maybe I wish I didn't play football?
No, everybody has the same answer, and that's no. it was a lifelong dream, and from when I was a little kid, and you worked so hard to, attain everything that you did. And it was no easy road for me. It was a unique road, getting to the NFL and having to overcome a lot of obstacles. So by the time you get there, I just appreciate it so much. Man, it was a blessing to be able to play. And man, you kind of know what you're signing up for, but, you don't really think it's going to be that bad, for you when you get older. And I was, one of those guys saying, not going to be me. But just, a lot of degenerative issues, man, with ankles and vertebrae and spines and so forth. That, it's tough, man. But, I see a lot of my former teammates who are a lot worse shape than I am. So far, the most important thing, though, is cognitively. I mean, that's the most important thing. If you have that type of health, that's really the most important thing. And I'm doing fine with that.
We're talking with former Packer quarterback Don Majkowski, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Hey, Magic, one of the reasons we get you on here is talk about the quarterback-coach relationship. And, you had the relationship with Infante and, later on for a short time with Mike Holmgren there. Can you talk about the importance and how that maybe is probably the most important relationship inside the building at Lambeau Field, that between the quarterback and the coach?
It really is. And, you know, especially with both of those coaches that you mentioned, both of those coaches were offensive coordinators as well as head coaches. And, you know, when I was playing under Lindy Infante for 4 years, you know, Lindy was the head coach, but he was also the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach. So I spent every minute of the day in quarterback meetings with just Lindy and the quarterbacks. So you have to develop a really unique relationship because you spend so much time together. You have to be able to communicate, be on the same wavelength. You have to be able to take criticism from him. You have to be able to offer your input if you want something changed, and just really have to be able to work together very closely. And, you know, I really enjoyed my time in Green Bay when I was working with Lindy. Lindy was unbelievable as far as his mind as an offensive quarterback's coach, and what he taught me how to become a professional at the quarterback position, because, you know, I ran the option in college and never really was exposed to you know, the pro passing attack until I got underneath Lindy, and he really taught me everything about the quarterback position, and I cherish those times having learned everything I did with him. So, but it is the most important relationship in the building, guys, without question, because you do, like I said, you do spend so much time with one another. And Holmgren was the same way. Holmgren, you know, learned underneath Bill Walsh, and those Lindy and Holmgren were very similar because they were both just such offensive-minded guys and so intelligent, so cerebral, that they paid so much attention to detail, so much more than a lot of the coaches that I ever played for after that.
Talking with Don Majkowski, former Packer quarterback, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Did you, and like, let's say Lindy, for example, because you work so close with him, did you guys have problems where there were like hiccups or fights or arguments? And then if you did, I just wonder who plays the buffer. The Sports Illustrated article that came out last week that says the backup quarterbacks essentially have to play the buffer between Rodgers and McCarthy. It just seems like if that relationship phrase, coach and quarterback, that's a hard one to get back on the same page with.
Yeah, you know, I never experienced that with Lindy, first of all. And Lindy really didn't have any other assistant coaches that really helped out with the quarterback position. Now, later when I played underneath Mike Holmgren that year, you know, Mike had a young John Gruden who was like an assistant quarterback coach who worked with Steve Young in San Francisco. So he was very, very knowledgeable of the quarterback position. Then you also had Steve Mariucci, who was the true quarterback coach, and he would work with us hand in hand, and I mean real closely. And he was our quarterback coach, and he would be the buffer, really in between Holmgren and either me or Brett at the time, and you know, even Andy Reid. I you see a lot of these documentaries and so forth, and you know, when Favre took over, Andy Reid took a lot of the blame for some of the mishaps that might have been going on. But yeah, when I was under Lindy, it was just us. And you know what? Fortunately, we never, we really never had any disagreements. I mean, I was able to give him any kind of input that I wanted, with him being very receptive and respected my input. If I wanted to call a certain play, if he sent something in and you changed it, it better work. Number one, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you'd be in trouble. If it works, man, you're okay. But if it doesn't work and you called a different play than he did, that would be an issue, you know? So, but it was, you got to have a lot of trust between, you know, your offensive coordinator or your, you know, if that's the head coach in this case, and the quarterback. It's so important.
All right. We've been sort of having fun at Rodgers' expense because they're asking him, is the relationship good with you and McCarthy? And so yesterday he said this.
It's a close-knit relationship. We'd hug each other and tell each other we love each other.
Is that what happens? You hug Lindy Infante and tell him you love him? Or does that not seem like something that would happen?
Man, I don't know. After games, I mean, after tough-fought games, I mean, if you guys win, you know, there might be a love you come out. Not during the games. You know, I mean,
not every meeting after every time you see him in the hallway, like Rodgers was sort of.
That's not going to happen. No, yeah, I think he's exaggerating a little bit there, man. That's a little bit, whatever, man. But, you know, honestly, guys, you know, being, you know, living in Atlanta and so forth, I mean, I watch every game every Sunday, and I've been up to three games so far. But you know, I really don't follow that closely, like everything that's written every day, you know, about Rodgers and McCarthy. So I really don't have a firm grasp of really what was going on. I mean, I hear that they had, you know, their differences, and obviously, you know, with McCarthy being fired, there's, you know, Aaron's, you know, being in the center of it, saying he's the reason why. But I really don't have, you know, a professional opinion or a knowledgeable opinion that would make any sense, because I'm just too far away from it.
Magic, is there any camaraderie between you Packer former quarterbacks? And there's not many of you guys in the last 30 years. Is there any between you, Favre, and Rodgers at all?
Me, Aaron and I are closer. I mean, Brett and I would be, I mean, if I would see him, it'd be fine. I mean, I have his number, I have his cell number. I texted him a few times, especially like when he went to the Hall of Fame, got inducted. I congratulate him and so forth, but you know, I'm still good friends with Brett. We just don't keep in contact. But I mean, Aaron, I still see, you know, when I come to Green Bay, obviously for games, and you know, maybe during warm-ups and so forth. And Aaron's been great, man, over the years. You know, I was the first alumni quarterback to welcome Aaron into the Packer family. I remember, and when he got drafted, 2005,
yeah,
I believe. And we were at the Vince Lombardi Golf Tournament in Menominee Falls, outside of Milwaukee. And I have a picture of him on my phone where he looks like he's about 18 years old. And he was sitting at a table all by himself, not knowing what was going on. So I went over and introduced myself to him, and we hung out and had a great time. And ever since then, man, he's been so cool with every time I come down the field with my family or my son or my daughter, my wife, my daughter's boyfriend. Aaron always runs over, takes pictures, always says hey, and you know, I see him after games and so forth. You know, he's a really good dude in that sense. So yeah, I wish I could hang out with him more. Like I just don't see him that much after games, but he's been great. So I, you know, close to both guys, or probably closer with Aaron. I just don't keep that much in touch with Brett, but I, you know, I would love to if I saw him, you know, ran into him, it'd be great.
Well, now the one thing you guys all have in common, too, is going through a coaching change. Favre did. Yep. Rodgers is about to. You did. What is that like, and what advice might you have for Aaron about how to go from one coach to another?
Yeah, and let me just backtrack to that last question again, man. I mean, every time I run into Lynn Dickey, me and Lynn Dickey are boys. He's one of the greatest guys ever. So, and I had a great relationship with Bart Starr. So David Whitehurst, I know, who lives here in Atlanta. So, yeah, the guy's still... You have a lot of guys.
Just tell us the quarterbacks you don't like.
Still very good friends.
He's named them all.
I don't like. I had my differences with when I was a rookie with a certain quarterback, man. But it just wasn't. You know, it was just odd situation. But anyways, with a new coach coming in, and what Aaron's going to have to go through is really it's really weird because Well, in this case, I don't know how weird it's going to be, because I don't know how close Aaron and Mike really were, you know, from what you're hearing. I mean, when Lindy got fired, you know, I was so close with Lindy. That was really hurtful. And I felt really bad for him, especially since, like, after my third year, you guys were talking about I was all pro and led the league in passing. And then in my fourth year, you know, I tore the rotator cuff in my shoulder, and it really, you know, messed up my remaining years. I just never was the same quarterback, and had to go through a big holdout and so forth. So Lindy got kind of shafted, man, not having his starting quarterback, you know, at 100% health during his career, you know, and hurt the team as a result. But when Holmgren came in, when Lindy got fired, you know, you're kind of a little hesitant of getting real close to him right off the bat. When Mariucci came in as my quarterback's coach, it was his first year in the NFL, and he was such a rah-rah, I called him Johnny High School type guy. It was difficult for me to, you know, for him to just relax. And he was, first year in the NFL, he was so excited, so amped up, you know, Mooch is high energy. And I was like kind of the opposite. You know, I was already been in the league for 6 years, and he was just coaching me like I was a, you know, a high school kid at the time. And it took some time for me to warm up to him. And eventually, obviously, we did. But so I don't know. You know, Aaron's got, you know, he knows Philbin right now with the interim coach. It's going to be an easy transition, but after that, if they hire somebody else, it's going to be interesting. So especially with you know, the type of strong personality that Aaron has, man. It's going to be interesting to see how comfortable he'll be.
But is it going to be tougher for a guy who's been around and used to one system like Aaron Rodgers? Now, Rodgers says he's so smart. Is it going to be tough for him to adjust to a new coach after being in this way all this time?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know what – a new coach is going to come in and teach him his system, but I don't know what coach would come in that honestly would know more about the quarterback position than Aaron would. Everybody compares him. I've been seeing, it's got like him and Peyton Manning. These guys are so cerebral. And Steve Young, like when Mariucci went to San Francisco, Steve Young was so smart, and he was one of those guys that, knew probably more than some of the coaches. So it's going to be interesting, though. But, Aaron, I was listening to a couple things. Quarterbacks, no matter how good you are, you still want to be coached, and you still want input on what they're trying to teach you as a quarterback, especially now learning a new system, if it's in fact going to change. That's going to be something different. It's going to be a different challenge for Aaron, learning all the new terminology. If that's the case, if they bring in a whole new system, that's not a lot of fun. I don't think any quarterback likes to go through that, especially when you've been in one system, but you're always open for, a different variety of, influential plays or schemes and so forth that will be a welcome.
Magic, it was great getting you on. I love you. And if you were here, I'd give you a hug.
All right, Seth, I'm giving you a squeeze, man, through the phone. So you got my number now, so hit me up anytime, brother.
All right, my man. Thanks.
Thanks, Magic. Okay. Don Majkowski joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Boy, when he was...
I've never heard you say the words I love.
In 1989, he was a rock star in this state, because again, for the Packers, 92 was really when things took off with Holmgren, but we had a brief glimpse in 1989 of a winning season and almost making the playoffs.
10-6.
Yeah. And they needed for Minnesota to lose on Sunday Night Football, and they didn't. I know it was a Monday night game. It was Christmas night of 89. They had to lose on Monday Night Football, the final game of the season. And Minnesota won, and they got to go to the playoffs. The Packers were left out. But 89 kind of jump-started the state a little bit, getting back to Packer fever in 89. Magic, man, again, he was a rock star in the state for that year.
Elijah tweets in at the Fan, why does Majkowski sound exactly like you think he would?
He sounds a little like Brian Anderson, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to re-listen.
Little BA in him, yeah.
I'd have to listen back to that.
But good stuff, Magic. Always good talking to him.
You get your thoughts, 799-1250, whether it's the Jermichael Finley interview from about an hour ago, Don Majkowski. Good to talk to him as well. It's Chuck and Winkler. More coming up, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Five for Freems, five burning questions coming up in 8 minutes. Well, we got to talk a little bit about this Paul Goldschmidt trade. We'll do that coming up. He's a St. Louis Cardinal now.
It was not fun getting up from a nap, ready to go to the Bucks game, and waking up to that news part. God.
Not good news. You like to go to bed and wake up to good news. Not Paul Goldschmidt, Cardinal news.
It comes in threes. 2 days ago, it was Winston Moss getting fired. This is yesterday, Paul Goldschmidt. What will it be today?
I think today could be Jermichael Finley saying that McCarthy should focus on offensive coordinator jobs, which he did earlier on our program. Don Majkowski joining us as well today. So if you missed any of that, like if you're just tuning in now, some good interviews today. Make sure you check those out when they get posted just after 10:30. 1057FMTheFan.com. Click Fan on Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100. In Greenfield, let's talk to our buddy Tim in Fredonia. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Tim.
Guy, it's 9:25. It's usually 6:10 or so that I call you in the morning.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Meeting in Grafton this morning, Bart. I had to go see a couple customers, and you know how that is.
Oh, sure, the daily grind.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, Chuck, what a great interview by you guys, Majkowski. I mean, you would see, if you go to some Packers games and he comes to some like alumni weekend, he's out tailgating and partying with the people, talking to them. It's awesome. I mean, what a down-to-earth guy. And Chuck is exactly right. He was a rock star here in 89 with that throw to Sterling Sharp, that overturn call against the Bears, and just the other stuff. He was the first quarterback for the Packers, Chuck. You can correct me if I'm wrong. the first quarterback that really showed the athleticism after Lynn Dickey and Randy Wright that could run around and move. You know, I mean, Mikowski was a good athlete. His arm wasn't the greatest, but he was a great athlete in that time. And he was probably one of the ones, Chuck, who probably started, hey, you know, with these offenses, our quarterback can really move and get out of the pocket because he could move around. But what a great guy. And he's married to a buddy of mine that he graduated with back in high school. She's a real nice lady from Menominee Falls. So I'm glad Don's doing well. I just want to tell you guys, great interview. And keep that stuff up if you ever get any legends like that or Packers of old time. That was awesome. So, guys, have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you know, Magic, during the course of the interview, he was mentioning quarterbacks that he had relationships with. And then you mentioned, was there any quarterback he did not have a relationship with? And he didn't want to mention it, but I could mention who it was if you kind of read between the lines. I don't remember him when he was mentioning quarterbacks that he liked, if he ever mentioned Randy Wright, the former Badger quarterback, who was the starting quarterback at the time when Magic came in.
So if all the Packer quarterbacks got together, would it look like when all the presidents got together yesterday? Where one guy ruins the mood?
Oh, who did that?
Oh, when Trump sat down, no one was laughing anymore.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Back to the Packer quarterbacks.
No, people will get mad because of what I just said. That's ridiculous.
Back to the quarterbacks. No, I think
I just stated what happened.
Randy Wright is he's the guy.
Joe connecting politics to sports.
You don't like the current guy.
Phones are already right. It's not about that. It's not about that. You didn't even need to say that. It's not about that. I just made a joke. I made a joke about Hillary Clinton yesterday.
You did. Which stunned me.
A joke about Trump today. People already call him.
Randy.
Stupid.
Randy Wright was the Badger quarterback who came in here. I mean, that guy was not very good, and he was a starting quarterback. And they were just biting. I think Ellerson played with Randy Wright, and I just never could. He was just not a very likable guy, let's just say. And Mikowski eventually took the starter's job away from him. They cut him in '87. Made Magic the quarterback.
If anyone else does want to call and tell us how great we're doing, like Tim just did, we will put you to the front of the line at
all
any
time.
Yeah.
Or if you want to ever say something nice about us on Facebook or Twitter, that's always welcomed.
Could we do a show tomorrow where it's just you guys call and tell us your favorite thing about us? Could we do that kind of episode?
Well, we talk a lot of negative stuff this week at the Packers.
I am excited about tomorrow's show because there is a lot to talk about. We will do our picks tomorrow around this time. We'll talk some Bucks with Eric Name around 8:30, Michael Cohen, 8:20. So a lot of good people to talk to, but also we're going to kind of dig more into the Finley interview we did today where he said that McCarthy may be better suited to be an offensive coordinator than a head coach. We'll do that in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little Rodgers in the 7 o'clock hour about his coaching change. And yes, if he has a huge game, what is that going to mean to you? Are you going to be excited? Are you going to be skeptical? Why didn't it happen before? Are you going to be angry? Yesterday around this time I said I'd be angry if he had a big game, because that would show me he could have done it this whole time. So we'll talk about all that tomorrow coming up on Fan.
When the schedule first came out, like back in April or May, whatever it was, in March, and I saw Green Bay against Atlanta, noon kickoff, I thought, okay, for sure that's going to be flexed to 3:25, possibly even a Sunday night game, because both of those teams that played in the NFC Championship game a few years earlier, Matt Ryan against Aaron Rodgers, thought for sure this is going to be a nationally televised game. Here it is, buried at noon. Never got moved.
Now we're riding out noon starts the rest of the season, yeah, my man.
And maybe in the next year.
It's happening.
Yeah, back to the 80s. This is the way it was, man. If you got a 3 o'clock start back in the 80s, usually it was because you're playing the Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It will be an exciting show tomorrow as it was today, and nothing more exciting than talking about car insurance. Yeah, so car insurance maybe not so thrilling to talk about. That's the way it's always been. You got to make a call and cancel and learn and do numbers, and not anymore. It is a little more exciting now because it doesn't take that long. Go Insurance. Go Insurance. They are the very first on-demand car insurance app, and they are exclusively on iPhone. The app is crazy fast. Download the app. Here's what you do. You download the app, Go Insurance, at the Apple Store. All right, so the app's on your phone. Then you open it. You take a picture of your license plate, or your driver's license, rather, and then within 60 seconds, you get a quote. It is smart technology that will make your life easier. Everything then is managed through the app. The paperwork is gone. The waiting on hold is gone. The hassles are gone. It's much, much more easy. You're totally in control. You can update your policy, add drivers, file a claim. You can do it all in the app. And the best part is that you do get that quote in 60 seconds. Scan your ID and you'll get that quote. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for nearly 4 years, and now is the time to get on board. Go Insurance. Go Car Insurance. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Open the app. Get a quote. See if you can start saving today. Big basketball matchup this weekend. Lots going on in Green Bay. And Paul Goldschmidt into the NL Central. What does it all mean? We'll ask the only guy that's qualified to answer, Chuck Freeman. Five for Freems next. And then Cody's girlfriend's dad has chimed back in.
What?
We'll hear from him.
He doesn't go away, does he?
End of
poor
the show.
Cody, man.
It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
It's time to go inside the mind of Chuck Freeman.
Ugh, it's gross.
That's a scary thought. It's time for Five for Freeman. Five burning questions for Chuck Freeman. This is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman.
A flashback Thursday on the big show today. I just never was a big Benatar guy. Not at all.
What about We Belong?
No, maybe my least favorite of all the songs. I mean, All Fired Up was okay, but no.
Right with like the Shadows. We Belong's the best one.
No, I just never, just not a big Benatar person. She was at Summerfest a few times, didn't go. You know, I like the 80s music. No secret about that, but Benatar just was not down with Benatar.
Can you, five for Frames, five questions for Chuck. My first question was, what's your favorite Pat Benatar song?
All Fired Up, I'd say. You know, there's every artist out there, if whether you like him or dislike him, there's probably like one song, at least for me, there's probably like one song over there at least I like. Like Bon Jovi, can't stand him. All right. But there's like one song of his I like.
Okay. Let me think of a new question then.
Go ahead.
Off the top of my head. All right. I got one here. Regarding the Milwaukee Bucks and how things ended last night. You had a few guys on the floor that, you know, here was the lineup. DJ Wilson, Christian Wood, Jalen Morris, Deli, and DiVincenzo. I'm going to throw Deli and Dante out of the picture.
Okay.
Of these three, who will have the biggest role this season? Jalen Morris, Christian Wood, or DJ Wilson? As I am riding the DJ Wilson hype train, because last night when he made a three, he looked at me in the stands because I was standing up cheering, and we were about the only ones doing that.
He was looking for a friend.
Yeah, he was.
He found spotted one. You.
He found a couple.
I'll say Christian Wood.
Christian Wood, okay.
I'll say Wood. You know, they picked up Wilson's contract. But I'd say what?
Wilson kind of runs funny. He kind of runs like...
I don't know. He's never out in the court long enough to notice.
It kind of looks like he's running underwater.
See,
it's like, chug along.
See, with Wilson, man, by the time he's on the court, I'm ready to just be done with the game because it's usually over at that point. It's like when you bring the scrubs in for the final 2 minutes of a basketball game in high school. I mean, who's paying attention?
Moms.
Moms. Yeah, I suppose.
Grandpa.
I suppose that's it, yeah.
That hasn't left the house in 2 months, but he came to see Johnny's basketball game, and he finally gets in there.
Yeah.
Question number two.
And that mom is usually the one who's complaining the most about the coach.
Well, because she also runs the booster club and thinks that she can start a coup to get her husband the coach, even though her husband doesn't know anything about basketball.
Yeah, her husband's too busy looking at the secretary at the office.
Yeah, and he's telling her, I can't make the games because I work till 8. Meanwhile, he's got the secretary bent over at the office.
Over doing what?
To pick up the papers that fell.
Okay, all right.
To pick up.
Picking up something.
The papers that fell. Picking up STDs.
Well,
secretly transmitted documents.
You know, most of the school secretaries I've seen
are old.
Are very old, yeah.
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 Maybe they used to be hot.
Yeah. Mm. No, except for our friend, a good fan of the show, Julie Johnson. she's an exception to the rule.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Question number two. There's a lot of talk and discussion that not only is it a proposed idea, but it may get support, banning the shift in baseball. So I'm going to ask you this. There's two kind of big rules being kicked around that baseball may enact. What would be worse for baseball? If they banned the shift, or if they implemented the extra inning rule where a runner would start on second base at every half inning?
Oh, they're both terrible. God, banning the shift. I mean, what? Banning the shift. How about be better and beat the shift with some good, solid hitting? Oh, that, and starting with a runner at second base, that's just god-awful, too. I'll say the lesser of the two evils would be banning the shift, but man, that just, that both would just take down the game. Takes down some credibility in the game, that's for sure.
I think banning the shift would be worse. I think the extra innings thing is stupid if you start a guy on second. I think that's just very, very dumb. But that would be a rule made to speed up the game or to not have games go 9 hours. And so I see the reasoning and rationale for it. Banning the shift is just, we're going to make a rule because you guys figured out how to be good at your sport.
Put a guy in,
so let's make a rule to block that. I can't go with that.
Put a guy in second because, I mean, at this point, the offenses look so bad, we need to give you guys a head start.
Oh, both rules are terrible.
They're terrible.
Don't get me wrong. Question number three. Who wins a Super Bowl first? Aaron Rodgers on the Packers. The Packers without Aaron Rodgers or Mike McCarthy?
I still think Aaron Rodgers. I'm still thinking he's got one more left in him. And I'll say Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's going to want to prove that he can do it without McCarthy now.
Well, he's going to need some help.
Just like when he's going to throw 400 this weekend and four touchdowns. Everyone's going to say, oh, McCarthy was holding you back. And then that's what he wanted us to say all along.
Well, you know what's been holding him back? Crappy players around him on defense. Okay, how about fixing that defense and get it right, and then maybe a few Super Bowls will come our way.
What do you mean? They signed Natrell Jamerson.
Oh, well, I guess that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, they put Kevin King on injured reserve again. Bad draft pick.
Question number four, five for Freems. So Paul Goldschmidt comes to the Cardinals. Three-player deal.
God.
Paul Goldschmidt, he's got a one-year contract left with the St. Louis Cardinals. Now he'll be their first baseman, $14.5 million. But the Cardinals have done this before. They've traded in at the end of their contracts. They've traded for Mark McGwire. They've traded for Jim Edmonds. They've traded for Scott Rolen. They've traded for Matt Holliday. And guess what? They were all able to extend all of those guys. So Paul Goldschmidt could be in this division for a long, long time. As of right now, your NL Central prediction for those three teams that we always look at, the Cardinals, the Cubs, and our beloved crew.
It's going to be the best division in baseball again, I think, this year, Bart. But St. Louis has already got a pretty good pitching staff coming back. I think that was a big move. First of all, they gave up nothing. They gave up nothing. If the Brewers were in on this deal, I would have and got another first base, but I would forgot who Jesus Aguilar even was. I would take Goldschmidt or Aguilar in a second, in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. And now he goes to the Cardinals.
Oh, I don't think anyone's advocating Aguilar over Goldschmidt.
No. I'm just saying the Brewers are fine in first base because they like Aguilar. But, God, if I could have got Paul Goldschmidt for the price that the Cardinals gave up for him, take him in a second.
Carson Kelly, the catcher, Luke Weaver, the pitcher, infielder Andy Young, and a compensation pick in the draft.
I hate to say this, but I think maybe the Cardinals might be their early favorite right now, as of right now, on December 6th.
What about second then?
Who?
Who's second?
Milwaukee.
Over the Cubs?
Yep. Hey, I still think Milwaukee's going to be really good. This is going to be a bigger offseason. They got to fill a couple holes in that team. But I still think the Brewers, I told you last year I thought the Brewers are better than the Cubs. I think the Brewers are still better than the Cubs.
Right now, I would go Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, and that means the Brewers are out.
So in other words, you still don't think the Brewers are better than the Cubs?
No, not for next year. I just don't.
Well, I mean, I think there's, as of right now, but there's still some things that got to be done. A free agency's got to play out, trades, baseball winter meetings are coming up. I still think the Brewers are the now. I mean, with him Goldschmidt going to St. Louis, second best team, and I hope he doesn't sign long term. Guy's been an MVP candidate for most of his time in St. Louis or in Arizona.
Yeah, he's good, and he destroys at Miller Park,
yes,
which is a problem. And yeah, he'll be there 9 or 10 times next season. Question number 5 for frames. Deal or No Deal is back, Chuck. Do you remember the show with...
Yes, the bald guy.
What's his real name? I want to call him Howie Magner.
No, that would be the writer formerly of On Wisconsin or OnMilwaukee.com. Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel. Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so
okay.
You're telling me I knew who that was and you didn't?
Well, I was thinking of Magner.
From popular TV.
I just got ahead of Magner in our fantasy league to get into the playoffs. All right. Deal or No Deal is back. Holiday episodes on CNBC. And now there's controversy and speculation that this moment happened just to get attention for the show. But here's what a guy did. Deal or No Deal, you have the briefcases. He had the option in his briefcase. He either had $5 or $750,000. So the banker sits up there and goes, okay. And they don't want you to take the big prize. Mm-hmm. So the banker says, I will offer you a deal. We won't find out what's in your briefcase. I will offer you $333,000. Would you, with the risk being either $750,000 or $5, would you want to see what's in your briefcase? Or would you take the deal at $333,000?
I'd take the $333,000.
You have to. This guy didn't, and it was $5 in his briefcase.
Oh.
And
fixed.
He walked away with $5.
Oh, man. What was his reaction?
He was like, oh, darn.
Oh, God. They'd be bleeping me out.
And then probably
I'd be
got throwing a $300,000 check on
I'd
the
be,
way up.
I'd be throwing Howie Mandel and Howie Magner around. God. No, you got to go for $300K. Whenever you're going to have a shot at $300K.
Exactly. But if you get greedy and you want the $750,000.
But still, $300K, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Poor guy. Hey, you know what you can get for just $5, Chuck? 4hymns.com. You can try 4hymns.com for just a month for $5, for just $5. 4hymns.com, they're the one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness, all for men. Guys, sexual performance issues are more common than you think. And when they do happen, what's the last thing that you want to do? Seek out help because you're embarrassed, because you don't want to admit it. So you go online, you try to find weird solutions, you try to see what's at your local mom and pop shop, if they got any magic pills.
Says a friend.
A friend told me this after I got him to admit it on a lie detector. Go to 4hymns.com, Chuck. They're a one-stop shop, hair loss, skincare, and yes, sexual wellness for guys.
Yep. Heard it from another that you couldn't be messing around because you didn't go to 4hymns.com, man. No snake oil pills.
Decent.
Gas station,
Decent. Good job.
A station counter, the supplements, those things never work, man. Those things at the where you buy, you go to the store and you see them right there. Oh, this is going to help. No, it's not going to help. That's what a friend says. Anyway, no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. Save hours. Go to 4hymns.com. You're going to talk to a doctor right on the phone. He's going to give you a little confidential review after asking you a couple of questions. And then there you go. The products will be shipped right to your door, and you will be on your way. Hard made easy. Say hello to your big friend.
And you'll have that big friend again for just $5. Try Hymns today for a month for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. Go to 4hymns.com/wink5, forhymns.com/wink5, 4hymns.com/wink5. Good guest today, Jermichael Finley, Don Majkowski, Cody's girlfriend's dad, next.
This is Cody's girlfriend's dad. Can you make my mind?
I ain't saying my daughter is a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, no broke. I ain't saying my daughter is a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, no broke. Get down, Cody, on one knee. Get down, Cody, on one knee. Get down, Cody, on one knee. Get down, Cody, on one knee.
Those of you new to the show, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Cody's got a girlfriend. Cody, our producer. Cody lives with her.
Yes.
And her dad wants you to propose. And so he doesn't text you or call you or tell you in person. He
Comes
makes
on the radio.
Musical recordings and sends them to us.
He's got a nice voice.
Yeah, no, really good voice. That's the one he sent earlier this week. Cody must not have talked to him since then, because Cody, we have another message for you.
Really?
From Cody's girlfriend's dad. Do these musical messages, does it encourage you to maybe buy a ring quicker, or are you maybe taken aback a little bit that he's so musically desiring your getting on one knee?
Well, I'm assuming if I do, his musical songs stop coming in, right? Like, he doesn't do this anymore if I do propose, right?
I don't know. Maybe he'll ask about the wedding or babies.
Are you
make
a little
me a grandpa songs?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a little too much.
His urgency is a little much, though, don't you think? I mean, what's the deal with him trying to pawn off his daughter so quickly here?
Must have won him over.
He's got look
very
at this
persistent.
Guy. Look at this guy. It's Cody Grant.
Well, I know. I'm not saying Rhodes. I mean, Rhodes is a great catch. We all know that. But
oh,
I'm just
thanks,
saying.
Reeves.
But I'm just saying, what's the deal with it? I mean, it seems like he's really just trying to. His daughter, he's trying to get rid of her.
It's a great catch. I don't think there's any more to it.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Maybe
it's a great catch. I want to go home
we
make
do,
a daughter
but,
so that she can marry Cody.
Well, we believe that about Rhodes, but the daughter, the old man is always coming on here trying to take down Rhodes, and I don't like that.
Well, I got another. He's pro Rhodes. He's pro Cody.
Well, he ripped on Rhodes for losing a couple of bets to me, and
well,
Rhodes
that was less that money earlier. For the ring.
But that was
Rhodes,
earlier.
That Rhodes won a hundy. I won a hundy from Rhodes, and then he was all over Rhodes for losing money.
But then I won like four straight weeks against you.
Where
so
are you getting that
now?
He's anti-Rhodes?
Well, because I won a hundred from Rhodes one night, and he came on here and just threatened Rhodes.
Well, because that's less money.
Yeah.
It's got to be a nice rock.
But be nice to Rhodes.
All right, he sent us another message, and I believe this is to a current Drake hit. Cody's girlfriend's dad.
Okay. This is Cody's girlfriend's dad. Map for you, Cody. To the jewelry store. It's better have real diamonds. Yeah. Cody, do you love her? Are you buying a ring for my daughter? Better be nice, cause she wants one and she needs one before the end of this year, Cody.
Oh.
If you respect me, you'll go buying a ring for my daughter. Better be nice, cause she wants one and she needs one. Better buy in 2018.
That is how you have me in my feelings, Cody.
Oh!
Boy, Rhodes, she's... how does the daughter think of... How's
yeah,
her relationship?
What is your girlfriend what, thinking
what,
of all
what,
this?
What does she think of the dad?
I mean, she listens to these. She hears them all the time.
Okay.
So she loves them. She thinks it's funny.
She never tells
and
dad.
She,
you tone it down a little bit on the show?
Oh, no. Never.
Okay.
Never. Never. Mm-hmm. She wants more of that.
Oh.
So she wants you to...
Well, obviously.
Okay.
I don't think she'd be dating me right now if
it's,
she didn't.
It is Christmas time.
Yeah, you know, Christmas is a good time for...
A lot of time that happens around our Christmas time.
Yeah. Why don't you go ask for a raise after the show? And
don't take any of our salaries.
No,
that are budgeted. We need all we
can
get.
What can we have left?
The money we lose every day.
Well, what I'm planning on doing is I'll get a head start on it.
My
tonight.
Wife's wearing an onion ring on her finger for
really?
6 years.
Man. Frames, I need some help for that, though.
I've had experience twice doing that.
Frames?
Yeah?
I need help.
With?
Money.
Oh, you want to bet me a game tonight?
Yeah, I want Tennessee -5 against Jacksonville and a Jacksonville jackhammer.
$50!
50!
Who?
Jacksonville jackhammer tonight, I want Tennessee -5.
Oh, I like Jacksonville.
Oh, I know you did.
I'll take the jackhammer.
All right.
You want to go 50?
Where's the game at?
It's at Tennessee, isn't it?
Yes, Tennessee.
Yes. Oh, I like Jacksonville to win outright, but I'll take the 5.
All right.
All right, Ryan.
All right, I'll stay out of that one. We'll do our picks for the rest of the week tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We'll also talk to Eric Name, some Buck stuff, Michael Cohen in the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll revisit some of the stuff Jermichael Finley had to say about how maybe McCarthy's next job should be an Oak coordinator. That tomorrow morning. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.